Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I'm executive career and personal brand coach, and I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry, who are looking to overcome their limitations so that they can uncover their real potential and create new possibilities, all while showing up as the best version of themselves, what I call life leadership. So today's topic, what is it all about? Topic today is say yes and figure out the how later. Why is this a topic for today? Well, here's the thing. Something I've been familiar with, particularly since I embarked on my journey as an entrepreneur and business owner, something that's become more prevalent and noticeable in my space. It was there in my corporate career over 25 years, absolutely. And I think back then it was easier to say yes and figure out the how later, whereas now there are bigger risks, there's more at stake, and it's something that's been in my awareness a lot because I see it around me. I've seen it in my own situation where you kind of think, you, for example, being asked to be a keynote speaker at an event and thinking, oh my God, am I ready? Am I good enough? I will have time to prepare and so forth. A great example of that actually has just come to mind is when I got through the initial process to become a TEDx speaker. And I actually then said, no, I'll do it another time. And I'm so glad I then got persuaded to just go for it, say yes and figure out the how later. And I did. And this topic for me is it's something that I think is really important to check in with yourselves on, because it is so, so easy day to day. I've done it. We all do it. An opportunity comes up. And this isn't only a professional opportunity like a promotion or a project or something new where you think, actually, no, I don't know how I'm ever going to be able to do that, so I'm just going to say no. This also happens in our personal life. And so this topic today is relevant for you, irrespective of where you are in your life, in your career, because it can make all the difference to your day-to-day experiences and the impact it can have on you today and in the future. So saying yes and figuring out the how later. What do I mean by this? Sometimes, right, it is so easy to say no to an opportunity because it seems that difficult. It seems impossible, or it's like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. And as I said, this can relate to anything, whether it is personal or professional. And it may be a new opportunity at work that you view as a huge challenge or feel that you're just not cut out for. It might be a personal one, something you've never considered before or always felt that maybe you're just not good enough, or you're not ready to do that or to partake in an activity. You know, it could be something like abseiling down the side of a building. Maybe it's participating in a 5k or 10k run or even a marathon. It could be a social event where if you were to attend, it would be with a lot of people that you don't know, and maybe you feel like perhaps you're not confident enough to do that. So there's so many things, right? There's so many scenarios or opportunities that come up day to day where we say no because we simply think, oh, that's not possible, or we can't do that, or we can't make it work. And the thing with this is if it's a new opportunity at work, maybe if you think it's a huge challenge or feel that you're not ready, or a personal one where you just think you're not good enough, what we tend to do is we then go, into this internal dialogue with ourselves. So particularly if massive change is involved, and then we start considering a whole bunch of what ifs. And those what ifs are typically around what could go wrong. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if somebody judges me or says something mean? Or what if I fail? And as for those of you who know me, you'll know there's no such thing as failure. It's all about learning from our mistakes. And so we go down that negative internal dialogue with ourselves, or possibly with people around us, as to why we won't do something, rather than considering instead, say, imagine that, imagine being able to complete that abseil or run that marathon or be successful in that new role, or be successful in that project that I've been offered to get involved in and take on. So instead of looking at what's possible, what we tend to do is look at, well, the what if it all goes wrong. And this is where you want to build your self-awareness to how you're actually perceiving opportunities and what you then do with that. Because it is, by human nature, we tend to focus on the risks and what could go wrong rather than the opportunities and the new experiences. So one or a few things actually that I learned when I chose to step away from my corporate career after 25 years to embark on a whole new world of being an entrepreneur and business owner. A few of those things I want to share with you because they might resonate with you. Number one, there is no perfect timing. The timing will never be right. We'll always have a reason or an excuse. Well, when this happens, then we'll think about that. Or when this changes, then we'll do that. There is no perfect timing, and it's simply procrastination, putting things off through fear, typically fear of, again, what could go wrong, or our perception of failing and so forth. The other thing is there's always risk. There's always risk involved in everything we do. Even if you think there's no risk involved, there's always something, whether it's 0.5% or 100% risk. So accepting that and realizing that, okay, we'll go for it anyway. Why not? What's the worst that can happen is a good question to ask yourself. What is the worst that could possibly happen? Another thing is that you will never be ready. Just going back to my TEDx, when I felt, actually, no, I can't do it right now because I haven't got time. There's so much going on and I'm not ready. We'll never be ready. We never feel 100% ready. So therefore, accept that you'll never be ready and just take action. And what you want to take a step back and consider here is that those decisions that you're making about whether to grab the opportunity or not, it's often based on how much you really want it, how much you want something to work. Because if it's something you're like, I'm not that bothered, then hey, fair enough. Then you don't need to think about it, just move on. But if you say no, and then there's an element of regret or, well, what if I had done it? What opportunities or possibilities could I have created? Then you really want to slow down to that and think, okay, what is the opportunity cost here of saying no? What if actually it went even better than I can ever anticipated? So you want to slow down and really check in with yourself about how much you want to experience new things, to elevate your life, your career, whatever it might be, in whatever context you're considering something. And explore your deep desire, what it is you really want, what you're passionate about, what your purpose in life is, and whatever you choose to label that as, and get clear on what you want. Because that in turn, when you have a clear purpose, a clear idea of what it is you want from your career and your life, it will enable you to make much quicker and easier decisions as well, and to say yes even more. And just an example of this, a personal example of this from last week that I had to remind myself of this, was that my favorite artist, for those who know me or follow me will know, that is Tony Hadley, who, if you don't know, is the former lead singer from the New Romantics 80s group Spandau Ballet, which is possibly before your time. And he was performing at the Warwick's Art Centre. which is in kind of the Midlands area of the UK. And I'm based now down in the southeast in Kent. So I would have loved to have gone and attended this event and seen Tony perform, because I tried to go see him, you know, a few times each year. And I thought, yeah, great opportunity, but you know what? My calendar on that day is filled with back-to-back meetings, and the day before, it's going to be a Friday. Traffic is horrendous on the motorways on a Friday, typically. It's at least a three-hour journey to get there and to then to get back again. So then my initial thoughts were, no, it's too difficult. It's too much hassle. I can't make this work, and so I won't bother. And then literally last Monday, I went back on the website. There were still tickets available. I thought there's this one, because I was actually going on my own. I often go with my partner to see his events, his gigs. My partner wasn't available. So if I was to go, I'd be going on my own. So I was like, there's this one seat right in the middle of a row, pretty close to the stage. I thought, yeah, that's got my name on it. So I went ahead and booked the ticket. And then I had to figure out the logistics and the planning and the how to make it work. Because what it ended up meaning was I had to leave home on Friday morning super early to get on the road and get ahead of all the traffic. It meant planning my stop-offs carefully and my timings so that I could stop to take and attend the various meetings. There was a couple of client meetings I had online. Thankfully, everything was online that day, so that was really helpful. But it meant that I could not have to cancel and move meetings, but still complete my working day as I would have done at home, and fix the, you know, work the commute into that day. So it meant a bit of planning, a bit of thought going into it. And it even meant, which was great for me, is that just before heading off to attend the event, I was able to go to one of my favorite steakhouses and enjoy a steak that evening, just before I then headed down to the Warwick Arts Centre to attend the gig. And it got to enjoy a fabulous evening. I was in a really relaxed state going there because I planned the whole day so that I would be, rather than rushing, maybe getting stuck in traffic, being harassed by the time I got there. And it meant that I got to have an absolutely fabulous evening. But not only that, I got to meet some of what we call the super fans of Tony Hadley. Trust me, there are people that are bigger fans than myself, who were all part of a Facebook group. But I got the opportunity to actually meet them face to face and speak to them at this event, which was lovely, and really connect with them. But also meant, because I was staying over in Warwick, that I decided to make the most of the Saturday journey back home. So what that meant was that I then got to meet up face to face and catch up with an individual who was both a good friend and a client over brunch for a few hours, having a chat and just really connecting. I had not actually seen him in person for about 5 years. So that was lovely. And then also to pop in and see some of my good relatives after that on the way back home and spend some time with them. So I made the most of the commute, the time, where I had been heading. Now, ultimately, I ended up enjoying a great couple of days while still managing my work commitments. What's the point here? The point of sharing that example is that had I simply written off the idea as impossible, which is kind of where my head was at a week ago, then I would have missed out on so many levels. I would have missed out on being able to see Tony perform at his gig at Warwick. I would have missed out on connecting face to face with some of the other super fans, of enjoying a lovely meal out, of being able to actually having some great service at one of the hotels that I stopped off at on the way up to Warwick, where I stopped to have a meeting and I had to, and also grab some breakfast. I had some outstanding service from one of the guys there. And again, I always look out for good service at places. So that for me was like really a nice positive thing for the day. And again, I would have missed out on seeing my client and spending some time with him face to face in person and then going to see some family. So all in all, actually by saying yes to one thing, a number of other things came of that. And this is my point. So whilst I appreciate you wouldn't compare that to, say, a decision maybe in your career of a promotion or a new opportunity that you haven't thought about that seems like a huge mountain to climb or a big challenge. The principle is the same. Say yes and figure out the how later. And figuring out the how later means maybe asking for help, reaching out to a mentor, to a coach, or researching it, going on Google and looking for help and information and guidance, or simply speaking to people who might be able to support you. But everything is possible. It's having the right attitude to be able to say yes and figure it out. And it's very much talked about in the entrepreneurial world. It's something that's important to be successful, but it's also very relevant in the corporate space when you want to elevate your career, when you want to move up the ladder or to get greater exposure and have more experience. So that is my message for today, is when that opportunity comes up, is you want to say yes and figure out the how later, because once you've committed to something, you will find a way. In the same way that, for those of you who know my story, when I quit my career in accountancy to go into recruitment, being back then incredibly shy and lacking in confidence, but putting myself in a position where I had to overcome that, I sought out that career as a change to challenge myself. I said yes, and I figured out the how with no sales experience. And a big lack of confidence when I started out. And that is my point. We do not know what we're capable of until we push ourselves, whether you want to call it the comfort zone or to just simply experience change and new experiences and what is really possible. So the principle, as I said, is the same. And my invitation or my question for you today is this: what is it that you can say yes to right now and go figure it out later, and be able to say afterwards that the overall outcome was so much better than you had thought possible? So any thoughts you have on that, drop them in the comments. I'd love to know. Or when you do say yes to the next opportunity, then message me and tell me that you've done it. And I'd love to hear your journey in that progress that you make, and yeah, that you're taking more risks, that you're stepping out of that comfort zone, and that you're saying yes to more opportunities. Until next time, remember to elevate your performance, maximize your potential, and create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.